Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello, welcome to the Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer, the author of Outsmarting Autism. I'm thrilled today to have as my guest a super longtime friend named Shelley McLaughlin. Hi, Shelley.
Hi, I'm so glad to be able to talk to you today.
I know, it's been a long time. And Shelley is the mom of two kids, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And your son, Liam, was born mid-90s somewhere, right?
Correct. Yes, he's 28 years old.
28 years old. So you belong to that club of early warrior moms who, when you were told, we don't know what this is, or just get a life and forget what's going on here, you didn't listen, right?
That is correct. I put my I'm not going to listen to you skills to good use, I think.
And you're a great non-listener and a forger, a header. And in 1999, I think we met when you founded one of the first autism organizations called Unlocking Autism.
Yes, ma'am.
And
in the last century, that's how old we are.
Oh, my God.
Our organization is an adult.
And you founded that with two friends, two women, who unfortunately are no longer with us.
Yes, I founded it with Nancy Kale and also with Gina Smith. We all kind of found each other within the same time frame. Nancy was the second person I ever found on the internet that had an interest in autism, and both of them sadly passed away a couple of months apart from each other in 2017.
Ugh, that was not a good year for you.
No.
No.
Very sad.
And Unlocking Autism is still a nonprofit, correct?
Correct. It is still a nonprofit. We were in the process. We started shifting our focus slightly in 2015, and we've been kind of underground, laying a lot of groundwork for what we're hoping to do next, which is hopefully very soon. We're waiting on a couple of more I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed, but we've been doing a lot of stuff under the surface for a long time to get ready for today.
Terrific. And Nancy was a real force who I knew. She was a grandmother of a child with autism, correct?
Yes. She was a grandmother of a child with autism, and for me she was almost like a second mother. She had a hard job of shepherding me through my early autism career, and helping me see the breadth and the depth of what it's like to get older in life and carry your torch properly. She was like, "You're gonna have to calm down for people to listen to
you carry it very properly." Now,
yes.
Nancy's daughter Shannon, you're still working with, right?
Yes. She is on our board of directors, actually, and she's still there to continue having the force of that wonderful family on the board, yes.
Wow. So you and
she also does a good job of calming me down and saying, Shelley, like, bring it down a notch. It's going to be okay.
So I like you up and high energy. That's where I like you, because I match your energy, and the two of us, we can change the world. I know that.
For sure.
Yep. And you are in Louisiana, in Baton Rouge?
Yes. I'm kind of going back and forth right now, just because we're at that point in our life and I have an older dad. And so I go back and forth between Louisiana and Tennessee. But I still very much am working on a lot of advocacy issues in Louisiana. We want to try to get what we're working on. We want to try to get that off the ground in Louisiana so we can bring it to other states. So whenever I'm up in Tennessee with my dad, visiting him, and looking after him, I also am planting seeds here because I want to transfer all of this stuff as quickly as possible. But we're trying to get something done at the state level in Louisiana, which I think is going to be really amazing.
Well, I can't wait to hear about it. Now, you've always been involved in grassroots awareness. And
yes, ma'am.
That's just what the early moms had to do, because people were being lied to and told that autism was a mystery, and we had no clue why it was happening, and we just get a life and get over it, right?
Yes, and we were initially told that with our son. We were told, you know, he's never going to do anything. He's never going to be able to do anything. He's really severe, and you all just need to find a place for him to go live so that you can get on with your life. And he's been able to do a lot of really amazing things in his life. And I'm, you know, that Robert Frost poem, we took the road less traveled by, and it made sense to me when he was a baby that a lot of his symptoms were grounded in poor physical health. And we just slowly worked on those things over time, whether they were happening at a macro level or a micro level. And today he's a really happy, well-adjusted little guy who would very much like to find a wife. That's our next challenge. That's on his list.
Wonderful. Now, Jenna, I don't know, is that her name, Jenna?
Gina.
Gina.
Yes.
Was she in Louisiana too?
Yes, she was in Louisiana. Eventually, her family had moved back to, she was originally from Oregon, and they had moved back to Oregon. And she had four children. She has two twin boys, Jacob and Jesse. And Jacob had autism and Jesse did not, so she had discordant twins. So people were very interested in her family. And then she had another son, and then her little baby girl is Juliana, who's around the same age as my daughter, Maren.
And how are her kids doing?
They're doing great. They're doing great. Jacob, sometimes he's been able to fly around independently and go do things that he would like to go do, and they're doing well. The kids are all grown up. It's fun to watch them on Facebook. It's fun for me to watch them on Facebook. We caught up recently, within the last year, Maren and I were able to meet up with Juliana. She was coming through town with her then fiance, and they've since gotten married and had a baby, so it was maybe a year and a half ago. I don't know.
Well,
and she came through, and we just had the best time all getting together, even just for lunch and catching up.
Oh,
and they just picked up right where they left off.
So what you have been known for with Unlocking Autism is bringing people together and making them work together and be active together politically, socially, medically. Talk to us a little bit about what some of the things you did were.
Well, that was always something that was very important to me, was to work on unification within the autism community, which is its own challenge, because autism impacts people so differently, and everybody's got so many different opinions. But we have to be able to find common ground at some point. And so anything that we ever did with Unlocking Autism was kind of branded with the theme called The Power of One, and then we would tack on the next word behind it or whatever. And try to get all of these different organizations to come to Washington, D.C., and we were very successful with that. Back in the day, we had the biomed people there and the genetics people there and the behavior people there and the we don't want anything to do with you people there. And we would just all get together and we would say, look, you can go up and you can talk to your political officials about whatever you think is important. Here's a couple of ideas if you're not really sure what to say. And our goal in doing that was just to help people get over the fear of being able to speak to their political officials who are there to represent all of the people that they're there for. So
right.
Our community definitely has a voice. Sometimes we hurt ourselves, I think, by fracturing our voices. But we were able, both through Unlocking Autism and then I went on to work in grassroots development with Autism Speaks. When this community laser focuses in on something, it's amazing the mountains that we're able to move when we work in unity. And that's when I get really excited, is watching everyone all come together to bring about change for our families and make sure that our voices are heard.
It's been quite amazing. And one of the areas that you focused on was insurance coverage reform. Talk about that a little bit, please.
I did that work, primarily did that work through my position with Autism Speaks. That was one of our main focuses, was to, when we first started working on that in 2007, there were three states that covered autism insurance. The state of Indiana, thanks to the leadership of Dan Burton, started covering autism insurance in 2001. And then in 2007, a mom from South Carolina and a mom from Texas were able to get the same idea passed through their legislatures. And after that, Autism Speaks took it on as a project. And now all 50 states have coverage, varying levels of coverage, for individuals diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder for the treatment of it. So it can, the laws vary a little bit from state to state, but there's coverage in all 50 states now. And also, because we were able to get it established in the commercial insurance space, Medicaid has also had to come up due to parity issues to make sure that we're providing health care treatment for individuals with autism through public health mechanisms.
Isn't that great?
Like Medicaid.
I remember the times when if you had an autism diagnosis, that was considered a no-no for insurance because they didn't cover it. And
correct.
They threw out those cases and said, sorry, we don't cover autism. So people were tiptoeing around it and said, well, I needed a different diagnosis to their doctors, like brain inflammation or gastrointestinal problems or something else, because it was considered a psychological issue for so long.
Well, I mean, even in our own family, and this was back in the 90s, we were concerned with some gastrointestinal problems, but because Liam also had been diagnosed with autism, they just continued to dismiss our health concerns and saying kids with autism just have gastrointestinal problems, which didn't make any sense to me, and they would not pay for it. And we kept trying to get Blue Cross Blue Shield to pay for a GI scope so that we could figure out what was going on. And we wound up, we had, I don't know if you remember, like back in the 90s, you could get, that's when they started rolling out these, you can get extra points for all these different things. So we had, because we had been calling all these people all over the planet about autism, we had a lot of Sprint points, and we converted those into tickets on Delta and flew to London to get him he was scoped at the Royal Free Hospital in London in November of 2000 because we could not find anyone in the United States that
wow.
could do a GI scope for him or would do a GI scope for him at the time. So, and I think our families still face a lot of discrimination there with regard to health care issues. And we, I worked with some other people back in the mid-2010s, and in 2019 we were able to get, through my congressman in Baton Rouge, we were able to get an amendment attached to the Autism CARES Act that required the NIH to do a study on how we're doing as a nation in addressing physical health and mental health for individuals on the spectrum. And it turns
That's
out we
amazing.
Haven't done a really good job of that. So now if anybody's ever going through the grant process for individuals with autism, now you see a lot of calls for grants to work on addressing physical and mental health.
And that's thanks to you. Now, you were doing that independently or through?
I was doing it with a couple of other organizations that were working on it, but my congressman, Congressman Garrett Graves from Baton Rouge, really listened to it, and he was going to actually introduce the bill separate and apart, but then the Republicans lost control of the House, and I kind of sat on the couch for a week just
what?
Drowning myself in comfort food, and I was like, we were so close, and yet no, and then I, and then this goes back to the unity theme, and I prayed about it a lot, and I thought, you know what, I'll just reach out to the Democrats that I know. So I talked to Mike Doyle's office about it, and I said, look, we're just asking you to do a report and let us know if what we think is true is true. And we don't think they are still focusing in on the physical health of individuals with autism, and our kids are starting to age. So how do you take care of gynecological health for women with autism, and how do you take care of cancer issues in people with autism or heart disease in people with autism, and are we screening them for that, or, you know, we can barely
right.
even get them to the dentist sometimes, so
right.
or get anyone to help us get them to the dentist and pay for it. So how are we handling that? How are we managing acute medical situations like having to go to the emergency room? Are our emergency rooms prepared to deal with adult patients who are not, with increasing frequency, because the diagnosis keeps going up, and it's now one in 59 adults, because back when they figured out it was 1 in 59, those people are now adults.
Right.
So we have
wow.
1 in 59 adults, for sure, in this country that have autism, and how are we prepared to deal with that in the current medical system? Or do we need to look at things differently to be able to make sure that everyone's being accommodated and that they have the ability to pursue health from a physical standpoint and mental health standpoint?
It's the same conundrum that we had with the police, because the police did not know how to deal with individuals with autism who might be aggressive or run away. And we have had a lot of training with the police, but I don't know of any with emergency rooms or with medical, with any care systems to teach them how to deal with a non-compliant, terrified adult with autism.
Right.
So are
exactly.
you working
so
on
it? It was an important thing to me to at least get it on the record. And so the National Institutes of Health did their due diligence, and they presented a report to Congress in 2021. And it all happened during the pandemic, so nobody really paid too much attention to it because
right.
everybody was freaked out from the pandemic. But I paid attention to it, and we are using the information that came from that report to help us with our initiatives that we're working on in the state of Louisiana. that we're hoping to bring elsewhere. Because I know that they tell you that if you can make it in Manhattan or New York or whatever, you can make it anywhere. But if you can make something happen in Louisiana, then you should be able to make it happen in, you know, Connecticut and Washington State and Illinois as well.
Right. And so you're doing that now with a new organization, aren't you, called Different Beat?
Well, Different Beat, when I was leaving Autism Speaks, I created a consulting company called Different Beat Consultants. And we work more like puzzle assemblers. We work with organizations that serve individuals with autism and help connect them to the base that they're looking for, but we also go in search of companies that are missing a niche marketing opportunity to individuals with autism. They may have a product or something that's really great for our families, and our families don't know about it. And they don't know why they should know about it. And so I'll meet with them and say, look, I can help you create messaging so that you can broaden. And I'll tell them, I'll say, look, I've got a really odd collection of people on Facebook, and none of them have liked your page, so I know they don't know about you. If they knew about you, they would be purchasing your product. So can I help you with that? And it's been really great. I've been hung a shingle, and I've been doing this for the last 9 years. It's been really fulfilling, and I enjoy it a lot.
That's amazing. Shelley, we need to take a break. And when we come back, I'd love to hear about a couple of these companies that you've connected people with autism with and what capacity.
Okay. Sure will.
You're listening to the Autism Detectives. This is Patricia Lemmer. My guest today, Shelley Hendricks McLaughlin, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Audiobooks gives you instant access to over 50,000 of the bestsellers and hottest book titles in romance, mystery, fiction, and many other genres. Just visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Audiobooks to get started.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer. My guest today, Shelley McLaughlin, is telling us about how she is connecting individuals with autism with companies that can serve them in a variety of ways. Shelley, nobody else is doing this. You're at the cutting edge for almost 30 years. I just love it.
Well,
some of these companies and what they do and how they benefit people on the spectrum.
Exactly. So one of my primary clients that I work with is a great company that's headquartered right there in Pennsylvania. So their name is Meraki, and they're one of the nation's largest health service providers. And I've been working with them since 2016. I provide them with information and ideas and directions on how to expand their services for individuals with autism across the country. So they have clinics in several different states, and they're expanding into some other states. I've been working with them with some novel programming at the clinic that they have in Baton Rouge, just because it's easier to kind of do hands-on work there. Most recently, the clinic in Baton Rouge has partnered with Louisiana State University, which has just started a program, a doctoral program for board-certified behavior analysts. And so they needed a site to partner with for an externship for their students to get special hours.
Perfect.
And we put together a clinic that is going to be designed to address individuals with autism that have more adverse behaviors that would require a little bit higher level of care, so that we can develop a program that will help those individuals do a step-down process to get to a traditional type of ABA setting. And then through my organization, when we have families there as a bonus to them, if I am able to help them from the biomedical side of things, if they're interested, then I can help them with that at a pro bono rate, where I'll sit down and go over things with them and talk to them about the importance of diet and nutrition, how the medications they're taking may work with their genes from a pharmacogenetic standpoint, and give them advice on medical advocacy or educational advocacy or other things.
Love
like that.
Tell me, what's the name of the company? Spell it again.
It's Meraki. It's Meraki, which is a play on a word, Merakai, which is Greek, which means put your heart. It basically means put your heart and soul into everything you do. And this company does that. They not only work with individuals with autism, they work with IDD and developmental disabilities, and then they also work with drug addiction and veterans and all manner of mental health issues. It's like a heartbeat for me too. It's like all the people who have a tendency to fall through the cracks, this company works to make sure that their needs are being met, which is great.
Wonderful. And you say they're in Pennsylvania. Where?
They are headquartered in Philadelphia. The name of the organization, when I first started working with them, but they've undergone a name change since then, used to be NHS, which was Northwestern Human Services, because they were in the northwest part of Philadelphia. But now they're working in like 15 or 16 states, I believe.
Isn't
and,
that great?
Yeah.
You have another couple, too, right?
Pardon?
Another couple organizations?
Another couple of organizations that I'm working with?
Yeah.
Oh, so I've been working for years also with Louisiana Medicaid to work on a way to address macro and micronutritional deficiencies in individuals with autism, because in our own family's experience, we've figured out that, you know, food is medicine at the micro and macro level. And so I've worked with them on educating the managed care organizations that manage Medicaid. We do have, in the state of Louisiana, ABA services are covered by MCOs, but I've helped them understand that, you know, sometimes this is where the physical health component comes in. If a child is very sick and they don't feel well and they're laying on the floor, we don't need to be paying for that from a behavioral standpoint, and we don't need
right.
to be teaching them not to tell us that they don't feel well, inadvertently or actively. And we need to make sure that the physical health of the children is good. I mean, I have very different behaviors when I don't feel well, and so do people with autism.
No.
So it's taken a while to lay the groundwork for that, but they're doing really great things with Louisiana Medicaid, and I'm very proud to be part of that work with them.
Amazing. And is that oozing out into some other states?
Well, I'm hopeful. I am. I want to get it done first because it's taken a lot of plowing and seed planting in the state of Louisiana. But I've also learned over the span of the last 27 years that, you know, if you can get it going in one place, if it's something that's really working, it's easy to propagate it in other places. And I learned that very quickly with, you know, the work that we were doing with Autism Speaks, to how to get things done at the state level and have a different idea of how to accomplish that this time. It's kind of the reverse of the way we did it in Autism Speaks. It'll be similar but reverse.
So if someone's listening and saying, wow, I want to do this in my state, how do they get in touch with you?
Well, they can send me an email at Shelley, Shelley, dot Hendricks, Hendrix.ua for Unlocking Autism at gmail.com. They're welcome to do that. I would love that, and go ahead and find some soldiers out there that might be interested in replicating this. We still have a little ways to go, but we should have our sugar cookie recipe put together for you to be able to cut out in your own state, whatever shape, with whatever sprinkles on it you want. pretty soon.
Oh, I love that. And you're doing some work also with genetics and having genetic people look at their genetics to know whether that's affecting their health, aren't you?
I am. That's been a little bit of a personal journey with our family. My son was, they found a gene that impaired his ability to efficiently metabolize folate and some other important essential vitamins. And at the time, they were like, here's how much it's going to cost for you to be able to do it, and it's going to basically be about $3,000 a month to pay for all the things that you need to pay for to get this done.
And I thought, nobody can do that.
I can't afford that. So as has been the case ever since Liam was diagnosed, I hit the ground and I prayed about it really hard. The answer came, and it came at a really crazy time, and that's been part of the project that I've been working on with Medicaid for the last 10 years, which I definitely would like to tell you about. It's been a little bit of a journey, but Liam has helped give us a lot of really important clues.
All right. Hold the thought. We're taking us another break, and when we come back, I want to hear about that and the work you're doing about that genetic mutation.
Okay.
You're listening to the Autism Detective. This is a fascinating interview with my friend Shelley McLaughlin. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. Shelley McLaughlin's been telling us about her company, Different Beat Consultants, and the role of some genetic mutations in her family's autism. Shelley, go on and tell us. I think some of our listeners are familiar with MTHFR and whatever else you want to tell us about and how this has affected Liam and what people who are listening can do if they suspect it might be at play with their family members.
Absolutely. So this started with us 10 years ago. Liam was initially diagnosed in 2013, like I said. We couldn't afford treatment, and I was freaking out. I hit the ground. I prayed really hard for answers, and they came. And so I had an old client of mine when I worked in hotels and catering call me and say, is this Shelley Hendricks, and do you have a son named Liam? And I said, yes. And she said, this is so-and-so, and I've been trying to find you because I think my dad has invented something that will help individuals with autism who have this weird gene called MTHFR. And I was walking, I was in Washington, D.C. for work, and I was actually walking in front of the United States Capitol, and I literally just sat down on the sidewalk because I couldn't believe that I had gotten this phone call coming in.
Amazing.
And I just sat there, and I listened to what she had to say, and we set up a time to meet in person. I flew home, and a week later, I was in her home and meeting with the CEO of the company, and they had developed something that fully addressed the methylation cycle and had had it go through FDA processing to be registered as a medical food. And I thought, well, that isn't that interesting. It was a prescription that you had to obtain at that time. So I went to Liam's doctor, and I asked for a prescription, and they said that they didn't think it was necessary. So then we were back to square one. So I went back to the company, and I said, how did this become a prescription? And they said, well, this is the ingredient that made it prescription level. And I said, can you make an over-the-counter version of this with less ingredients because our families are really sensitive, like the princess and the pea, and so let's figure out some minimal ingredients so that when people try this, they don't say, oh, that didn't work for me. And this can maybe be their startup thing. Could we make it like a tablet so that we can cut it in half for the smaller kids, whatever. You know, we gave them some designs. So they created, it took them 9 months, but they created an over-the-counter version of it. So we put Liam on that.
And then, what is the ingredient?
Well, they had it at a prescription level of folic acid. That's what made it prescription. And they still have it by prescription. They also have, now they have a generic form of it, which is the same formula. And then they also have, they have the over-the-counter one that they put together for our family that has more vitamin D. And it's just really, it's a lot more basic. Like, it's a good place to start. And if you can handle that, then move to the next level.
Can you share the name of the company?
We've been working with them for a long time. They're a really, really great company. It's from a company called JMAC Pharmaceuticals. They're based in Louisiana, in Sunset, Louisiana, and the products that they have are Enlight. Their initial product was Enlight. That's the prescription one. They have an OBGYN form of that, which is basically the same formula, just in a pink box for OBGYN patients because MTHFR is so important to address during pregnancy.
Right.
And for other gynecological issues. So that one is called Embrace, E-N-B-R-A-C-E. And then they have a generic form of it called E-N-L. And they have Enlight D, which is the one that we asked them to make for Liam that had higher levels of vitamin D3 in it, as well as the basic Bs.
Tell us, spell the name of the company, please.
The name of the company is JMAC, J-A-Y-M-A-C Pharmaceuticals, and they are located in Sunset, Louisiana.
Wow.
And I can send you a link. I don't know if there's a way for you to get a link to people.
But you can get these products now without a prescription.
Correct.
Fantastic.
If you get it with a prescription, then it's available. Your insurance can pay for it, but here's here's what we've been working on. Surprise, I'm just going to go ahead and say it. So in the state of Louisiana, Louisiana pays for it through Medicaid. So it's a way for our families that are very socioeconomically marginalized to be able to get a biomedical treatment.
Oh, isn't that fabulous?
Yes.
Fabulous, fabulous.
Yes.
So it's JMAC products. And you can buy it online?
You can buy it online. The company that they've partnered with to do their distribution is called directvaluedispense.com. And if you go there, you can order test kits for MTHFR as well as a combo test for MTHFR and APOE, which usually rides shotgun with MTHFR. And then they have a number of different products. They also have a product for older families or older patients within a family. Once you find MTHFR is roaming around in there, and it's called Luma TC, and it is designed to help patients that are dealing with early onset dementia. And they have been clinically proven to remove the amyloid plaques out of brains with that particular formula. So they're a really smart company, and they've worked really hard to get the clinical evidence behind them to be able to
back up their products. Wow. So JMAC really covers the whole lifespan.
Yes. Because if you have... So for people who don't know what MTHFR is, it's basically a gene that makes it difficult for you to have efficient and adequate levels of folate metabolism. And folate is vitamin B9, but it goes through a process. And so what this supplement does is it gives you a broken down form of that essential vitamin. So I explain it to people that it's very much like when we have babies that are having failure to thrive and they need a broken down formula that's already sort of pre-digested. This is like a pre-digested vitamin. So it's in its most bioavailable form. It's easy to absorb. It's easy to process. And we see changes in the kids very rapidly. I've been working with a clinician near Lafayette, Louisiana, who sort of took me up on a bet that I was, thought I was a little bit of a wacko with this, but he started testing his ADD, ADHD kids in his developmental practice, not even kids with autism, but kids with ADD, ADHD, and within, just every time they came in, he's like, I'm just going to test them because Medicaid pays for the test, Medicaid pays for the solution, let's just, it's like testing them for strep. You test them for strep, they're positive, you give them an antibiotic, they go home. So we're going to test them for this gene, and we're going to give them the product and send them home. It turned out that approximately 75% of his kids with ADD and ADHD were testing positive for it.
For MTHFR?
Yes. And that they were responding, they've been on these products for probably 9 or 10 months now, but within a 30, 60-day window, some of them were having some dramatic turnarounds.
Take our last break. And when we come back, I want you to talk about the spiritual component that's driving you, because I know that's so important to you.
It is.
You're listening to The Autism Detective. This is Patricia Lemmer. My guest today, Shelley McLaughlin, is a wealth of information. I love it, Shelley, and I've known you for so long, I didn't know how much you knew, but I am so impressed. We will be right back.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism.
Veteran counselor Patricia Lemmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to the Autism Detective. We're having an amazing conversation today with Shelley McLaughlin. She's covered a number of topics from advocacy, political activism, genetic SNPs and mutations, and her whole life doing grassroots awareness. Shelley, this has been so, so helpful. In this last segment, I want to touch on your spiritual component. You've mentioned it a couple of times, and I know how important it is to you. I got reconnected to you after many years of not having much contact from our mutual friend, Christy Weiss, and Christy is like a daughter to me. We share so much information and love. And I know you and Christy are really good friends, too. And so I wanted to give her a shout-out for and thank her for telling me about all the new work that you're doing. So talk to me about, I've heard you say you prayed on it. This is just an innate part of you that is driving you. Can you talk? I know it's very personal, so.
It is, but I don't mind.
I hope I'm not.
I just want to say Christy's definitely like a sister to me. Like, we are in constant contact with each other, and she is such a great accountability partner and prayer partner with me, and she's got such a strong faith, too, and I just love her so much. We met each other about 7 years ago, so. With this, I always grew up going to church. My dad was a lay minister in a little tiny country church in Tennessee, and then when we moved to Georgia and then to Louisiana, he was always involved in some form of ministry work. And then I grew up and got interested in other things. I always kind of had my faith there, and I would pray, but I wasn't really walking the walk or talking the talk. And back in 2015, when legislation was introduced in California to remove religious exemptions from making personal medical decisions, I was really alarmed with that, and I hit the ground very hard then. And I was like, I can see where this is going. This is the handwriting on the wall. We're going to need you more than we ever even thought we needed you. God's always been important with regard to unlocking autism. Our founding verse was Psalms 44:4, which is, "My King and my God, you declare victories for Jacob." And Gina is the one who had picked that out because her little boy's name was Jacob. And she was like, this was always my prayer. And so, and then Nancy did her best to keep us on the straight and narrow, but Gina and I were a little wild. We got started with all of this stuff with autism. And so in 2015, I really started actively seeking the Lord. And actually, as weird as this is, 9 years ago yesterday, I just told him, I said, look, if you will please help me, I will do whatever you say. It doesn't matter how weird it is, I don't care. Let me do, but like, we're drowning and we need to not be drowning. And so it really, we redid Unlocking Autism a good bit. We established a prayer warrior group, that has blanketed this country with prayer and reading of scripture. We've seen so many things happen since then, but we've tried to bring all of our, we've tried to seek him for guidance, because we really believe we can do nothing apart from him. If he's not working on it and it's not important to him, then why are you jumping the gun or why are you falling behind? And you have to be in the moment working with him. And it, it has been really one of the most amazing things. I have rapidly and much more, at a much more accelerated pace, been able to learn things about our body, how our mechanisms work. I have learned Hebrew, which I never thought would be a thing that I would do. I have learned how to study his precepts and his way of life and tried to continue to refine that down. It's always a work in progress. But our family has just completely changed everything. We are much better at keeping his rules, and we have found great freedom in keeping those. One of the things that we instituted in our family was, especially, this was especially hard for me because I'm a bit of a workaholic. I really like it. But I also realized it was sort of anesthetizing me from dealing with things that I needed to deal with in my life.
Yeah.
So for me, work was a drug, and I needed to put it down. And so the way that we decided to do that in our family was to explore and see what Sabbath was all about. So we keep the Sabbath in our family. It has been nothing but a giant blessing. Liam works his tail off on Fridays to help us all get ready for it, and then we just shut it down and everybody takes a nap. And I think if everybody in America would take a nap once a week, we'd be a lot nicer to each other and kinder to each other.
And you're right.
It gave me the room to be able to study his word a little bit more and be able to learn how to approach people in a different way. And where I've gotten to in the last year, which has been a big challenge for me, probably because of all the medical trauma that I've endured and that my family has endured, is to, I've been working on a project for myself, a forgiveness project, because there's been a lot of abuse from the medical community broadly, I think, to our families, but especially to mine. And I have worked really hard on that aspect because I, he says, you know, if it's forgiven on earth, then it is in heaven. And it dawned on me about this time last year that the unforgiveness was preventing healing for myself, and that, that I needed to forgive other people so that they could experience healing, and that I needed to forgive myself for things that I was carrying that I didn't need to carry anymore, and that in doing so, that I would just be able to receive healing that much more. Because that's kind of the method he employs all throughout the scripture is, you know, first of all, do you want to get well? Yes, please. And then second of all, he forgives. The order of work is forgiveness of sins, and then the healing comes. And so you have to be an active participant in that. And it's hard. We've been put to the test here again over the summer with some serious health issues in our family.
Yeah.
But I've worked really hard to try to not let the past be a dictator for my present or my future health for me or my family, and to let everybody go with a clean slate every day, because that's what he does for me. So I can't imagine how my life would be different if I had been employing all of this all the way along, but it's helped bring me into our family. And if you can't get your family on the same page, how are you going to help others? So it's been
Shelley, really important. You are such an inspiration. I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed hearing you talk and listening to you, and you're a tremendous inspiration to me and to everybody who's listening to this. I can't thank you enough for the work you're doing, and I hope that you and I will not lose touch again. We can stay in touch and somehow work together.
because the work you're doing is really God's work.
Thank you so much. I was just so excited to hear from you, and this, thanks for letting me let people know kind of what we've been up to. And like I said, we've been doing it on the down low, but we're hopefully getting ready to shine a little bit and help people in a new way.
Terrific. www.unlockingautism.org. Thank you, Shelley.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Get the roadmap you're looking for to help those with autism. Veteran counselor Patricia Limmer's book, Outsmarting Autism, gives you all the resources you need to develop a strong foundation for a healthy lifestyle at any age. It describes many new therapies for improving communication, socialization, and behavior by treating underlying biomedical causes. Learning to prioritize therapies saves you time and money. Get answers now. Buy her book at OutsmartingAutism.com. You'll be glad you did.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
I'm William Shatner, and this is Jimmy. Animals like Jimmy are often left behind by people fleeing hurricanes, fires, floods, and earthquakes. These abandoned animals cannot survive on their own. If you must evacuate your home, please never leave an animal behind. If you absolutely cannot take your animal with you, never leave him helplessly chained or caged. Many animals die because they cannot escape fires or rising waters. Animals need your help. Thank you.
Call PETA today, 757-622-PETA.
Where positive people and radio unite. HealthyLife.net.